you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Why can't we just leave Mr. Met alone? Poor Mr. Met. He got caught on camera, flipping off some fans. It hit social media. Now the guy who filmed it is trying to say that he did not say anything that would elicit that sort of reaction or should elicit that sort of reaction. Don't believe this employee was fired, but they were removed from their duty as Mr. Met. I have a message of hope for Mr. Met. And that is, do we all remember the Slugger controversy?
Mm-hmm.
When the picture surfaced of Slugger with some adult dancers?
Yeah.
Something like that. A lot of nudity.
A stripper,
with,
John? Stripper?
Slugger. Well, yeah, I couldn't remember exactly. Honestly, I couldn't remember exactly what it was. Was it strippers?
I'd imagine so.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was just people, like just random people, or if they were.
Strippers either
way,
people, too.
Either way, it was very not safe for work. It was very inappropriate. It was a Slugger scandal. Slugger has come back. I think we've all forgotten about it. We all accept Slugger as a nice, wholesome mascot. Mr. Met, you can do the same. You can make the same comeback here in the public eye.
I thought when you brought Slugger into the conversation, I thought that you were referring to the picture that Slugger took with Mrs. Met. Mrs. Met was two-time and Mr. Met with Slugger. That's the bigger story.
Well, then that just plays into my let's all leave Mr. Met alone here. The guy's been through some rough times, okay? The Mets have had a similar path to the Royals from falling off from the World Series a couple years ago to being a disaster right now.
The Mets headlines this season have been spectacular.
Yeah, you have this Matt Harvey drama going on. He's got the misses running off with Slugger. Syndergaard's lat injury. Times are rough for Mr. Met, okay? Let's cut this guy some slack. He was deep in a tunnel when he dropped the middle finger, not in plain sight of a bunch of people. Just leave Mr.
Met
alone.
There's also a lot of people defending him because he only has four fingers, so he can't really he can't really flip a middle finger.
Is that real?
If he only has four fingers.
I love it.
But the Mets,
I love it.
The Mets think that the intent was clear enough to remove that employee from the Mr. Met suit forever.
They can remove whoever they want. It's a mascot. You don't know who the guy is. They could just put him right back to work.
I think he should be allowed to be Mr. Met still.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my case. Jail the catfish guy. Bring back Mr. Met. Mr. Met's not disrupting any meetings with his middle fingers.
Mine's a lot less fun. I'm just bummed that the newest revelation as far as who ESPN has parted ways with, John Clayton. He was a great reporter and even better at making This Is SportsCenter commercials. He made the best one there ever was.
Yep, that's exactly what my You Can't Be Serious was. His This Is SportsCenter was he was talking about defensive formations, and then he's at home, he rips off his fake suit, just kind of the under, the chest part, rips that off, got a Slayer shirt on, sits on his bed, turns up some metal, eats some Chinese food. Mom, I'm done with my segment.
So good.
Best one ever.
So good.
It was, and I got no problem with John Clayton, but his style of reporting is not really the way everything's going right now.
Johnny's an icon.
Hey, yep. I'm not disagreeing with that. I like John Clayton, and that This Is SportsCenter commercial is great, but I think you just liked the This Is SportsCenter commercial, and you didn't really pay all that much attention to everything else he was actually doing.
That's not true. He was a great reporter, and he was great at standing outside of teams' headquarters and giving information, just like Ed Werder. He and Ed Werder were two of the best.
He is going to keep the ponytail. He did tweet that out.
Good.
It's more like a rat tail, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was ugly, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. Lee Corso signed on. He's going to stick with it in his 80s.
Oh, joy.
I like
Corso. He's the best part.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I like Corso.
I know. He's just.
I like Corso.
He's not on his A game anymore.
All right, people. Get out there. Spread the word. #Bishop or Bust. From Mitch and Tyler, I'm John. Thanks for listening.